The candidate list for August mayoral election in Phoenix is now official, and Mayor Greg Stanton is only facing off against two opponents, Matthew Jetty and Anna Brennan. When Stanton beat five other candidates to reach the 2011 runoff, Brennan finished in last place. So why isn't Stanton facing more intense opposition? Supporter Bill Scheel, partner at Javelina Consulting, says Stanton has been a mover and a shaker for the city.
Anyone who is walking or driving or taking the light rail through downtown and central Phoenix and sees all of the cranes in Phoenix today has to be really impressed with the economic development that is just blossoming here over the last 4 years. So obviously that builds on the work of previous mayors, but Mayor Stanton has done a fantastic job of keeping that economic development going. And really, you know, if you think back 6 years ago, we economically in a very difficult position with population growth really had stopped. Business growth had really slowed down, and he's done a great job of managing that economic pushing the restart button on economic growth. So I think that's the probably the biggest highlight is just getting the region's economy going again.
How would you define his style of leadership, and why, in your opinion, is it a good fit for Phoenix?
His leadership has been collaborative, and so he has worked with the business community, like the Chamber of Commerce, other economic leaders. He's very focused on reaching out and building new markets. He's a great salesman for the region.
Certainly Mayor Stanton won handily when he was first elected 4 years ago. But there were five other candidates, and one could say, well, there was really only one of those six that really almost got no support. And that happens to be one of his challengers for re-election. And then also another candidate, who Matt Jetty, who has run for other things and not been successful. Are you surprised that he hasn't faced more of a challenge this time?
As you pointed out, it was a wide-open seat 4 years ago, and there were lots of choices representing a really wide spectrum of viewpoints. And when Stanton won pretty solidly, I think Phoenix voters, once they set that tone, they are happy to continue supporting it.
But Bill, you've worked with politicians and elected officials, and some of them, have some egos. Are you surprised no one, even whether the voters want them or not, that no one has jumped in?
Politicians have egos, but for the most part, they're also realists. And Phoenix has been on the right track. There haven't been the scandals, if you will. Now we see the economy rebounding, and so the status quo is looking really good right now.
Bill Scheel is a partner at the Phoenix-based consulting firm Javelina. Bill, thanks for your insight. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
One of Mayor Stanton's biggest critics has been Councilman Sal DiCicco. DiCicco says he's not surprised stronger challengers didn't enter the fray.
If you look at the way the election systems are in place right now, they're literally designed to help the incumbents. With these off-year elections, Phoenix and Tucson are the only cities in the entire state of Arizona that are not aligned with the other election cycles. So you will never get top-name candidates running against any incumbent until that election cycle gets aligned with the state.
Sal, you are probably the highest-profile critic the mayor has. Did you ever consider running?
I've had everybody ask me to run for this position only because of the agenda I'm pushing at the city of Phoenix of fiscal accountability and trying to get the city to move forward on some big issues. But no, it's not something that I've even really considered. It wasn't something that was on my radar screen. I've got to finish the job that I was elected to do first. And if I ever, complete all those things I promised I was going to do, which I'm planning on doing and I'm pushing hard on doing, then the voters can see me and want to give me a promotion at that point.
Do you feel like you're in a better position right now as a councilman to get that done? And also, considering how Phoenix is set up, the city manager has so much power, can the mayor do as much as a mayor might want to do?
They can if they're strong leaders. I mean, if you look at it, I've gotten through probably 80% of my agenda, which is just hard to believe, especially when I'm in the minority on the city council. But it's because you got to push hard. You've got to be persistent. and you've got to get the public to believe in the direction that you're trying to get accomplished. So it's not that difficult if you really want to push something and you're persistent enough at it. So I think it's more along the lines of an excuse if you can't get things done. You just got to keep pushing and you got to keep getting the public behind you and on your issues. So we definitely do have a strong city manager, and we have a strong city manager form of government. But that doesn't mean elected officials can't push big ideas and get big things accomplished.
Sal, I'm going to assume, and correct me if I'm wrong, that you would not be the first person in line to vote for Mayor Stanton's reelection.
No, I'm not going to vote for him.
Okay. Is there something lacking in particular based on his first term? Did you have expectations when he came in and he has sort of met them or disappointed you?
You know, he came in with some things he wanted to get accomplished, and he just didn't get it done. You know, I've been able to sit there and watch, and I'm definitely not going to be voting for Mayor Stanton. I like him as a person, but I think as an elected official, he's more focused on himself, and that is concerning to me. When candidates start thinking more about their reelection, whether or not they're going to get elected, and as a matter of fact, the thing that really disturbs me more when you talk to these politicians, when they say, if I do these things, I might not get elected, that tells me that they're more focused on their election themselves more than they're focused on your issues and the issues to move the great city.
Phoenix Councilman Sal DiCicco. The election featuring Mayor Greg Stanton and challengers Anna Brennan and Matthew Jetty takes place on August 25th.